You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In 2017, Idaho's community health centers delivered primary medical, dental, and behavioral health to more than 183,000 Idahoans. This is according to the Idaho Primary Care Association. So what is a community health center, and how do these organizations help with the overall well-being of the people who call the Gem State home? Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Dr. Ted Epperle. He is the CEO of Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, and Yvonne Ketchum Moore, CEO of Idaho Primary Care Association. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
So I want to start, because I want to ask both of you this, quickly just tell me about your organizations. And Dr. Epperle, I'll start with you.
Yes. The Family Medicine Residency of Idaho is what is called a teaching health center. We're a community health center with 9 locations, serve 35,000 patients. But we also have 4 family medicine residency programs, meaning after you graduate from medical school, mm-hmm. 3 years of additional training to become family doctors. So all of this put together is who the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho is.
And then, Yvonne, what about your organization?
So the Idaho Primary Care Association is a support organization to the community health centers. So we help them with training and technical assistance statewide.
And Terry Riley is also a part of this organization. I mean, a part of when we talk about community health centers. For people who haven't heard of Terry Riley, can we give a quick explanation of what Terry Riley does?
Right. Terry Riley is the largest of the community health centers in the state of Idaho. They're focused in both Canyon and Ada counties. They have about 35,000 patients as well and take care of a large number of patients of all walks of life. Especially with the uninsured and those with Medicaid and Medicare.
So let's talk about what a community health center actually is. And Yvonne, could you maybe explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So as you said, community health centers are health centers that exist in 89 locations in 45 sites in Idaho. People may not realize that. Up north, we have Heritage Health. To the east is Health West. So there are quite a few. And they are what's called the safety net providers. Mm. They provide medical, dental, pharmacy, and other services that help patients with things that they may not normally get. Like they have community health workers that do outreach. They'll get them into social programs if they need that. But all of their services are rendered on a sliding fee schedule, regardless of a patient's ability to pay. So all people can have access to community health centers, those that are insured, those that aren't insured. In fact, 98% of our patients fall below 200% of the federal poverty level. And 50% fall below 100% of the poverty level. So we're really focused on the health of all Idahoans, but 183,000 specific patients served statewide.
And Dr. Epperle, how does your organization play into this then when it comes to health, the type of health care we're talking about?
Right. So with our 35,000 patients who also represent all walks of life, mm-hmm. we provide them timely access to care, primary care in particular, Gemma, because if you can get people in a timely way, you can start to work with them in ways to keep them as healthy as possible. Mm-hmm. So much of health care is about the delivery of health care. But what we don't talk about enough is health and healthy people. So 10% of a person's health comes from the healthcare system. 90% comes from their behaviors, from their genetics, from their environment. So what a community health center does that's a bit magical, if you will, and different from the differing healthcare systems we have with mm-hmm. the clinics and hospitals in our state and our nation is that we really focus on what's going on with this person through a trusted relationship over time where you can start to then deal with the behaviors, smoking, not sleeping well, not eating right, being physically inactive, and you can start to move upstream with people towards better health. The neat thing about that is when you start working through that relationship to keep them healthy, you actually produce healthier people, a better healthcare system, and lower costs on the back end. So that's kind of what community health centers really start to focus in on are the other parameters of what goes into producing healthy people, healthy communities.
You know what's interesting to me about this is, like you just said, healthy people, healthy communities, is this is something that more when we think of large hospital organizations nationwide are starting to look at being proactive in the healthcare system versus reactive, how it's traditionally been. But these community health centers, in particular places like Terry Riley that have been around for, what, 20-plus years now?
Yeah, 50.
this is something that your centers have been doing before larger organizations got on board.
Absolutely. I think it goes back to our roots, which is primary care. Mm. People that work in the primary care area recognize that so much goes into a whole human being. It's not just organ specific. It's not just a certain type of disease process. It's really much more holistic, integrated, and coordinated than that. And so the whole mission of the community health centers were to be able to then be those timely accessed providers that would really work with a whole person to keep them that way. I think the rest of the healthcare system is kind of catching up to mm-hmm. these concepts and ways of recognizing that integration and coordination is good, working together as large team-based activities that start to link people with community resources to keep them healthy is really the name of the game. We're in a funny time because so much of how payment works in healthcare is for seeing and doing things to people, not in preventing things from mm-hmm. happening to them in the first place. So we're kind of going through a real sea change right now, Gemma, in healthcare to really start to focus on, okay, prevention, wellness, let's move upstream, let's keep people healthier. Everybody wants that as an outcome.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ted Epperle, CEO of Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, and Yvonne Ketchum Ward, CEO of Idaho Primary Care Association. We're talking about community health centers. And Yvonne, what's interesting to me as well is that when we think about something, let's take smoking, for example, right? To get someone to stop smoking, if that's all you provide them, I mean, how do you then see them slide back more often than if you treat the whole person, maybe as to why they smoke, but then, you know, giving them something else about like now exercise, do this, do that. Do you see all, you know, by taking care of the whole person, not just, you know, one issue?
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons they're called community health centers. They're the one stop. If you have a child that is in for a preventative exam with their physician, you can go virtually right down the hall and get their teeth taken care of. And that physician can talk about the value of oral care with that parent and with that child. And they feel comfortable because they know that that's their doctor and their dentist. And then if there are pharmaceuticals that are needed to treat mental illness, and there's a large percentage of our population that has mental illness, they have affordable pharmaceuticals that they could treat. But they also reach out into their communities to say, is there affordable housing? Are you getting proper nutrition? A lot of our health centers are looking at cooking classes and sending home fresh fruits and vegetables and have other social programs because they realize you can't just bring somebody in and treat them for the condition of the day and then send them off and expect them to be healthy. It takes a village, and they provide that one-stop shop with other resources in the community for that.
The other thing, Jim, about this is that what community health centers do is they provide a usual source of care. So continuity of care over time starts to become the magic sauce. In other words, to use your smoking example, Mrs. Smith may not be willing to stop smoking on my first visit with her. And if it was a one-and-done visit, I'd never have another crack at that. But if I'm going to take care of her for 10 years, I can start to slowly let her know, this really matters about your health, Mrs. Smith, and it matters to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to work with you when you're ready. And every time I see her, I say, Mrs. Smith, are we ready yet to talk about this further? And the amazing thing, Gemma, is over my career, 38 years of being a family doctor, I've had multiple people stop smoking, but it was never with the first visit. It was always with the continuity over time. They knew I cared for them, that I could start to really work with their behaviors in the context of their lives that really started to make the difference.
And that's ultimately what this is about. It's that proactivity, but it is also truly caring for the whole person.
It is.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today, getting us updated on what community health centers are. A lot of times there's that you hear it, but you don't understand it. So I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
My guest today, Dr. Ted Epperle, CEO of Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, and Yvonne Ketchum Ward, CEO of Idaho Primary Care Association.